Well, both of them will be subject to late tests tomorrow. They've not done anything other than be in a treatment room and be subject to intensive treatment. I would regard both as very doubtful, but we're going to give them every opportunity to be fit. They would both individually, as Kieran was on Saturday, be big losses to us, you know, as Maz Addison is and as Nick Adams is, so, and they're out for, they won't even be involved should we progress because they're seasoning an injury. So we've been pretty bashed at the wrong time, if you like, but hey, listen, whatever player wears a Miller shirt tomorrow night, just give us everything they've got.
But no Agard and Frecklington, I mean, it's not just the fact that you're taking their ability out, you're taking the goals out as well. How much do you have to change if you do not have those two players? You've got depth, but you've not got two guys quite like that, have you?
Well, it would be very difficult to find a Wade player that gets you 25 goals and is also at the same time the hardest working player on the pitch, and that's Kieran Agard. And he's been absolutely terrific, the young man. And Lee Frecklington, I think, is quite rightfully just been named a player of the season by the supporters and local media because his performances have shown that. And but hey, listen, it's never been about Kieran Agard. It's never about Lee Frecklington. I've often said it. It's never about five or six players that have missed games when Arneson missed an international duty. So it's not the Arneson show. When it's Morgan was out injured, it was not the Morgan show. When Ravel was out, it was not the Ravel show. This is about a collective platoon getting into a battle. And we need to make sure that we give it everything we've got.
If you don't have those two, though, do you have to put a bit more pressure? I know it's a team game and it's going to be about the team in this one, but do you have to look at certain individuals and say, look, you have to play even better today. You're going to have to take on some of the responsibility because we haven't got these two.
Well, I think we've got players like Richie Smallwood, who's served his three-match suspension. And when I've seen some of the challenges going on in recent games, I just question one's sanity, why a referee would send him off here against Milton Keynes. It just seems such a ridiculous decision now. And I can say it because he's now served it. But Richie's a young man. He's played 25, 30 games a season in the Championship for Middlesbrough. He's been absolutely fantastic since he's played for us. And to be deprived of him for something that's nothing other than a yellow card, I feel pretty disappointed about that. But on the positive side is he's back, he's fresh, he's hungry and he's ready to play.
If you were to sort of rate Frecklington and Agard, is it a 50-50 situation? Is it a better chance than that they could play?
No, I would say it's a worse chance than that.
It's a worse chance than that. And Smallwood, just to finish on that, he is a big bonus to have him back, isn't it?
Well, I think it coincided with Richie Smallwood came in and joined us in We Win Football Matches. And it was quite interesting when he trained today, and he's trained every day, but when he trained today, the boys were saying, when you appear at New York, Richie, we tend to win football matches, and he had a little smile. He's a terrific professional, and I'm sure from a personal point of view, he's hoping that perhaps Frecklington's not fit, isn't he? Because he's probably one of the players I would do. Football is a bit of a team game, but it comes into individuals. And Richie Smallwood will be desperate to play tomorrow, as they all are.